you ever went over the speed limit? Stolen something? Lied? Maybe cheated on the test? We all have at some point or another. We have all sinned. We have all messed up at some point or another. I mean, just this morning, going to get breakfast, I would speed almost every morning going to work. But according to the law, we all should be found guilty. And we should be sentenced to death. But there is a way that we can live, and that is by placing our faith and trust in the one that came and took our place on the cross, and that person is Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said this to the church at Rome. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Thankfully for those of us who are children of God, the law no longer applies to us. The law no longer applies to us because we have put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the law. And because of that, we can be alive in Christ today. And that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. That's the passage that we're going to be discussing this morning. Our passage today comes from Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 through 21. Galatians 2, verses 19 through 21. And it says this, "For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." We'll get to that last verse here in a little bit. But this morning, there's just one simple thing I want you to get out of this. If you don't get anything else out of this, get these five words. Without Christ, we are dead. It's as simple as that. That's as plain and as clear cut as we can make it. Without Christ, we are dead. First, let's talk about what it means to be dead to the law. Verse 19, as we just read, says this, "For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might be alive unto God." Dead to the law is to be alive to God. Now, the first time I read this, I was like, what are you saying this time? He always uses some confusing stuff. But what Paul is saying here is like what we just said. The law no longer applies to him because he is alive in Christ. And, you know, sadly, there are many people today who have been saved and who believe in salvation by grace through faith, but they're still trying to breach the law. They're still trying to live up to the letter of the law. And here's the thing about the law. The law was given by God to Moses in the wilderness. That's why it's called the Mosaic Law. But see, that law was set so high, the standard was set so high, that no man, past, present, or future, could ever meet the letter of the law, could never live by that letter. He said it that way so there would have to be a Savior. There would have to be one to come who could. We find that a little later. See, that's the thing. This is what Paul is trying to tell the people of Galatia. The law no longer applies to me. The law no longer applies to me. Because to be alive in Christ, you have to first be dead to the law. Christ next says, well, Paul says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." To be crucified with Christ. What's that? Jesus died on the cross. When he paid our price, that's exactly what he did. He did that. He fulfilled the law. He was the propitiation for our sin. He was the sacrifice, the substitution for your sin and for my sin. He paved the way He paid the price that none of us could pay. And he did it so willingly, and he did it out of love for you and for me. Also, we could be with the Father. Also, that we could be with him again one day in paradise. The law was fulfilled in our lives when we are crucified with Christ. But see, here's the thing. If we are first crucified with Christ, and with Christ being alive, therefore that means that we have also been resurrected in Christ. We are first dead to the law. Then we are brought back to life by Christ, in Christ. Scripture says that if you have accepted, well, if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. The old is dead, and the new is living. When we see a baptism, when somebody gets baptized, that is a picture that we paint. Paint a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection. We're putting the old away and bringing on the new. That's what we're showing in that picture. That's what Paul is saying here, is he is saying, I've been crucified with Christ, but yet I am still alive. I am still here, but it's not me who lives. It is Christ who lives within me. It is Christ who gives me the power and the authority and the direction to go. The same is for us today. See, God gives us direction. God gives us power and courage to do the things that he has called us to do, and all we have to do is actually step out and do it. That's the hard part sometimes. That's the hard part. So we don't sometimes want to get out of our shell. We just want to stay in our bubble and just do our own little thing and just stay over here where it's nice and safe and comfortable. But see, God calls us over here. God calls us to move, to go, to share the word, to proclaim his name. And we do that by first taking that step of faith and trusting God, putting our belief in Christ, by saying, God, I realize that you are the one who came for me. You came for the sins that I've committed, the sins I'm committing, and the sins that I will commit. When we realize that, when we accept that, that is when we become alive. Look at what Paul says in the next half of this verse. That's what he's talking about. He says, in the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You say, well, this is all well and good. This is great for Paul. But what about for us? What about for me? How can I be made alive? How can I come alive? How can I live? This is how. By putting our faith and trust in Jesus. The only way we can do this is just that. Jesus said this to his disciples while they were walking to the garden. He said, greater love hath no man than this, that he lays down his life for a friend. Jesus laid down his life for you. I'm sorry, I got that. He laid down his life for you and for me. He was the fulfillment. He was that perfect, spotless lamb. The entire time he was on this earth, he never once committed sin. He was tempted, but he overcame the temptation. He loved us that much. He gave himself for us. Like you said just a minute ago, no man will ever be able to live up to the letter of the law. No man ever has, nor will they ever will. We are all guilty. But when we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are found innocent. We have been set free. Because that blood is the only thing that can pay our price. It's not a price that you or I can pay. It's by our own merits. nothing. By our own merits, we fail. By our own merits, we're hopeless. But by the merits of Jesus Christ, by the act of Jesus Christ, we have hope. Hope of a brighter tomorrow. Hope of eternity. That's amazing to think about. I mean, we just sang about it this morning. 10,000 reasons. If you just stop one day and just start trying to list the reasons to praise God. Too much time to be able to come up with 10,000 and still have many, many more to do. See, that's the thing. That's the great thing about God, is that there is countless reasons why we can worship Him. We have a roof over our heads right now. We got breath in our lungs. The sun is shining. It may be hot outside, but the sun is shining. Jesus Christ is alive. That alone right there is plenty of reason to praise Him. That alone right there is plenty of reason to put our faith and trust in Him, because He is alive. Jesus was that sacrificial lamb. And the only way we can live, the only way that we can be made alive, is by putting our faith and trust in Him. Romans 10:17 says this: "So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing coming by the Word of God." The only way we know who Jesus is to open up this book and read about Him. Yeah, you can go listen to a preacher. You can go watch a video on YouTube. But the best way to get to know God, the best way to have an intimate relationship with God, is to open His Word. The best way to find out the directions is to look at a map. Folks, right here is our map. This is our map. This is the map for our lives. This is the way that we can know that Christ lives inside us. This is the way that others can know that Christ lives inside us, by living by what this book says. Jesus was once asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" He said, "The two greatest commandments are these: love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and strength. The second is like, love your neighbor as yourself." Those two commandments, you do those things, you fulfill every other commandment. That is how we can be made alive today. Not by living by what the law says, not by doing exactly what the law says, but by putting our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Because we put our faith in the law, we're dead. We put our faith in TV, we're dead. We put our faith in the preacher, we're dead. We put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and we are alive. Point blank, simple, to the point. That's it. Let's go right into this next part, the last verse of this passage. Christ did not die in vain. Died in vain. Verse 21, "I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." That word there, frustrate, it means to set aside, to put away. Paul is saying, I don't discount the grace of God, because if it wasn't for the grace of God, there would be no reason for me to be standing here. Paul even says himself, "I am the chiefest and vilest of sinners." He says, "I am the worst of the worst, but yet God still chose to use me." You may think today that you're not worthy of God using you, but let me tell you this. God can use you wherever you're at. Whatever state of life you're at, whatever trial or storm you're in, God can use you. Paul says that he's not discounting the grace, but he's just saying that if the law was the standard, then there was no reason for Jesus to come. There was no reason for Christ to die. It would all have been for nothing. But you know, the one thing that I've learned about my Savior is He doesn't do anything for nothing. He doesn't do anything just to do it. Everything that he does, there's a purpose. There was a purpose he came to this earth. There's a purpose he lived a sinless life. There's a purpose behind him dying. That purpose is to set us free. That purpose is for you and for me. He didn't just die for the people of the world when he was alive. He didn't just die for the ones that were before him. He died for us. And he died for everyone to come. But the story doesn't end there, as we know. Not only did he die, but he was resurrected. Not only did he die, but he was set free. Well, he set us free when he arose from the grave 3 days later on that great Easter morning. He was set free. Well, he set us free. Let me get that straight. He set us free. But seeing that this is the thing, seeing that it's not by the law that righteousness is found. It's not by this standard that we are made alive. It's not by the law, but it is by the grace of God. It is by Christ Himself. We see this. Righteousness is not found in the law. And righteousness can only be found in Jesus Christ. The law was set long before it was even given to Moses in the wilderness. It was set long before the creation of this world. The law was set. And the law was set so high, like we just said a minute ago, that no one could ever reach it. It was set to the point that we would need a Savior. We would need somebody to come in and take our place. We would need a Redeemer. And we find that Redeemer, as we've said throughout this whole thing, we find that Redeemer in Jesus. He is the fulfillment of the law. He is the only one who can justify us. He is the only one who can condemn us. He is the only one who can set us free. Folks, he willingly stands there holding the keys. You know, I mentioned a little bit ago that church camp that I'm looking forward to. One of the reasons I'm looking forward to going to church camp is because during the summer of 2004, the week we were at church camp, that was the week that I first came to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. That was the moment that I was first set free. Through the years, it has been amazing to see lives get changed when they get away from the world. It has been amazing to see what can happen when God gets a hold of somebody's life. That's the thing. We just got to let Him. We got to let Him get a hold of our lives. And we got to let Him shape us. We got to let Him mold us. We got to let Him live through us. That's what it is. And because we are dead to the law, Christ did not die in vain. So what? So what? Without Jesus, you're dead. Period. There's no other way around it. Without Jesus, you're dead. You may not be dead physically, but you're dead spiritually. And when you pass from this life, if you don't know Jesus, you're going to spend eternity in hell. And the worst part of hell, besides the fire, besides the eternal torment, the worst part is knowing that you're going to be separated from God. That's the worst part about it. It's that you're going to be separated from God, and you are never going to have an opportunity to be with Him. You're never going to have an opportunity to see Him. That's the worst part about it. But thanks to the sacrifice that Jesus made. That is what Paul gave Paul the authority to make this statement. Let's reread this passage one more time. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. You see, here's the thing. Because Jesus came, because Paul gave his life to God, that gave him the authority to make this statement that I am dead to the law, but I am now alive in Christ. Better yet, Christ is alive in me. Christ is living in me and allows me to live by faith. That is the only way that I can live. That is the only way that I can do what God has called me to do, and that is by living by faith. See, when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are covered by the blood of the spotless Lamb. We are covered by the only thing. The only thing. Set us free. The only thing worthy enough to be called king. That's what we are covered by. The blood of the Lamb is what we are covered with. And the Lamb is the only one who is worthy enough to be called king, who is worthy enough to be called ruler, to be called Messiah, to be called Savior, to be called friend, to be called.
Take the gift that he offers. It costs you nothing. It costs him his life.